Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back here to a Football Friday, man. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Vladdy filling in for Hollywood, who's on the road, getting ready to do what he loves to do, and that's call basketball games. So he's on the road. Vladdy, nice enough to be here with us this morning. He was a little salty to start with, but he's come around a little bit. I offered him a little caffeine and stuff.
How'd that work?
He realized I was sucking up to him a little bit to get him rolling. So we're okay now. We're in a lot better shape here with him. Hey, listen, man, it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm looking forward to it. A rare Sunday off to watch the Jets and the Patriots and the Browns and the Bills in Detroit, by the way. If for some reason you didn't hear the news, Buffalo Bills will spend the next week in Detroit, leaving today before whatever that nasty storm that's coming into Buffalo. They won't be playing. And you know it's got to be bad because they've had some serious snowstorms up there that they can't play this thing. And so they're going to Detroit, and they'll play the Browns and then stay around and play Detroit on Thanksgiving in the first game. Kind of a weird one, but
get to spend a week in Detroit.
Well, that's what I said, man. Get a chance to enjoy your week there and see how that thing goes.
Right.
And then also the other game, of course, is Dallas and Minnesota. These games now are starting to get in And as we head into the second half of the season and kind of down the stretch here to get yourself in position. I thought it was really interesting. If you haven't been paying attention and you're going, well, it's a little too early to really watch this stuff. As of right now, four AFC East teams are in the playoffs. One would obviously, right now, it'd be the Dolphins, who are in first in AFC East. And the other three teams would all be wild card teams. They'd be the three wild card teams in the AFC. I don't know if that's ever happened, to be honest, where all the teams – now, this is a new format. They just added an extra wild card team. But it'd be fun. This is going to be fun. And this Jets-Patriots game, I expect, is going to be a really good game.
Yes, it will be.
Two good defenses. Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, both kind of struggling a little bit. Max at four touchdowns, seven interceptions, and Zach, four touchdowns and five interceptions for Zach Wilson.
Who'd you rather have, by the way, right now? If you got your choice of one of those,
I take guys. Zach Wilson.
Would you really?
Yep. Okay. On the upside.
You think there's more upside there?
I just think he's got a little junk to him. I think we're going to see that little junk come out. I think he enjoys his social life, and I don't think he's afraid to say F you and kiss my butt if you don't like it.
I think he's running into Belichick this week, and I think that's what always happens. Belichick just takes control. He just takes control of one of these guys. Mac Jones, I've never seen this guy fall quicker on a player.
Boy.
That had the entire league talking, or at least all the pundits talking about, this is the next guy. Mac Jones is our guy. He's going to be great. Then you get the backup in there, and now you don't hear anything about him at all.
That fan base, who's pretty knowledgeable about their sports, absolutely turned on Mac Jones. Absolutely turned. They had their signs up. They did not. They everybody likes that guy. Hey, listen, we went through it down here. Let's not have a short memory about what's going on with Tua now. We fell in love with our rookie quarterback, and everybody was saying, hey, Why? Maybe we ought to play this guy more. And, of course, he got injured right off the bat.
We'll
never know. But Tua's really, really taken off. And it's fun to hear all the stories about Tua Tagovailoa because they're all good. There's no questioning. I mean, his numbers across the board from deep passes. And he's not going to apologize to anybody, and he shouldn't. He's got two of the best wide receivers playing together. He's got the best pair right now in the NFL, stat-wise. Not up for debate what they've both been able to do at 1-4 in wide receiver categories now in catches and yards and what they've done. So,
well, what can he? Why would he apologize? Like, why would
Well, look what he's got to throw to, and look, and by the way, that was kind of the game plan, and. Chris Greer gets some credit. Listen, Chris has done some things I haven't been crazy about, but Chris Greer has made one hell of a comeback here, getting that trade done. And by the way, the owner's got to sign off on it because, you know, and I think it's pretty clear to everybody, Stephen Ross is ready to win yesterday and in his 80s now to get this going. But Chris has done a good job, man, and they brought in some free agents. They were aggressive at the trade deadline, which we've never been aggressive at the trade deadline. And so it was just nice in year three with a system that works, the love and the love that Tua and Mike have had. And Mike hasn't lied to him. Everything that Mike has promised him since he got the job has happened. I'm absolutely going to get the best out of you. He's throwing his numbers at him at the end of the game. They're standing there next to each other when Tua was mic'd up. And first of all, I didn't even catch during the game how much fun Tua's having going around dancing and jumping up and down with his teammates. You know, you kind of watch your eyes go to the celebration and you don't watch the quarterback. But when he's standing there with Mike McDaniel, It said everything to me, what they were talking about. It spoke from the moment he got the job till now. Hey, did you see your numbers today? He rattled off his numbers to him. And Tua just said, hey, coach, man, you know, a lot of this is because of you, man. You what you're doing. And he says, man,
I like the fact that
their conversation for a minute or two mic'd up there was special.
Yes.
Those two talking away from everybody a little bit. And of course they had the game and Tua was out of the game and Tyreek Hill wanted another target and they said, you can't, I'm not in the game anymore. You have to go ask the rookie.
But how about when he asked what play you want to score on here? And literally Tua looks and goes, whatever play you call that gives me the best chance to score. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, obviously, when you're in the Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, that type, that's one thing. You might have a play you love off the top of your head. He goes, I love whatever play you're going to call to give me the best chance. I just think that relationship is everything for this team right now. And I got a question for you. You think the Tua doubters from the last couple of years have changed a little bit?
Yes, I have.
You think all of them have? Because I think there's a lot of guys out there that still think that Tua is still not the franchise guy for this team.
Well, the only thing,
as crazy as it sounds,
the only thing that people can say about Tua, and it doesn't hold any water, is look at who he has with him that's playing, and nobody out there that's got a really talented group. Dan Marino was never going to apologize that Clayton and Duper got real good at the same time. I mean, honestly, Don Shula probably had zero idea that a low draft pick like Mark Clayton out of Louisville, who didn't run great 40s, and Mark Duper, who was a track guy that they were going to give a shot to be a wide receiver and work from his first year, he didn't play at all, that those two all of a sudden would jump in there with Marino, and you go, holy crap, we got two receivers that complement each other. I mean, and so this situation, like Danny Marino, Tua's not going to apologize about who he has and having more weapons. You don't think when they jog out there and he looks at his two running backs, and my God, hey, did you ever think you would say, as good as the pass rushers expected to be, especially for the money, he's not the best guy you picked up at the trade deadline. Wilson is
right.
Unbelievable right. What he's done in his two games here. And part of it, you know, he knows the system and stuff. But, yeah, like, and you heard Tua also going, hey, how about this running game, man? He was as pumped about the running game. So it just told you a little bit. But I think people are coming around on Tua, man. I think he's super popular. I see the fan base. Even for the few who might not – listen, I didn't know it was going to work out like this. I put myself at the top of the list, Zach. And if you don't, that's fine. But – I didn't know. And by the way, it looked to me like a lot of people in the organization were going to give up on this dude too, because there are a lot of phone calls for guys named Tom and Deshaun that people are looking at. Anyway, we got to go to break here because when we come back, Larry Bluestein's going to get us caught up on high school football. One of the best years in the history of South Florida, where we have four teams and the top 15 in the country. Three in the top 10. Can't ever remember it. We got some great football. Second round of the playoffs. Larry Bluestein will get us caught up on everything coming up here in just a moment. But first, I got to take a second to talk to you about Nasaria Health. I love talking about it. Had somebody yesterday again ask me about it, why we're having a good laugh, and everybody likes to laugh. I go, no, the testosterone program, the hormone replacement therapy is fantastic. And so, well, how far did I want to go? I go, well, first of all, my energy, after about a month on the program, there for a couple of weeks, I was like, when's this kick in? And now it's been a few months. Boy, I just, extra energy, less naps, more quality time, especially as you get into the fourth quarter of life when things are slowing down. But, yeah, raise my sexual lift. It's about moods, feeling better every day. And the other one I want to tell you about for people frustrated, they can't lose weight, just let Dr. Alonzo know what your game plan is. He is as good in this business as we have in South Florida. Alex Alonzo, the doctor over there, will get the blood work done, go through everything with you. They're in Dade County, but it really doesn't matter because you do a Zoom call with the doctor. He wants to hear what you want to get accomplished. He's going to do it the right and safe way for you. They've got a bunch of great programs there, and I've been trying them all, man. I've been trying to hit them all over there. It's great. You're going to get great results. If you're thinking about it, something you've been thinking about, make sure you go wherever it is with a doctor that's as good as Alex Alonzo because he is fantastic. 786-305-6337. That's 786-305-6337 or minusarea.com to learn more and tell them Joe sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's Friday. It's time to talk to Larry Bluestein, get a high school football report. It's playoff time in high school football, Bluestein's favorite time of the year. Larry, good morning, and thank you very much for the time, as always.
Good morning, Zach. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Playoffs.
We enjoy it. This is the time. We started it out last night with the region semifinal round, two games, and we pick it up again today and tomorrow. So I think this will be the last week of three days of games, because and especially in Miami-Dade County, it's a lack of facilities to play at. But it's narrowing it down. We can't wait. Two destinations for the state championships this year again, Tallahassee for the smaller schools and Dry Pink Stadium for the larger schools.
Hey, Blue, we got a lot of stuff. Before we get to it, and Coach Heidelberg, good win for him last night for Norland. That was great over Booker T, even though Coach Harris had a great year. But Mark Fletcher and decommitted from Ohio State. Were you surprised by that? Honestly, Blue, if you don't mind, you mentioned something like a month ago to me about this. I hope I don't get you fired up here, but you thought this might happen.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't think at it was the greatest fit in the world. Especially if you go to Ohio State, you're like on a pecking list. I mean, there's a ton of kids, that are equal to you, or in some cases even better, and you may not get that opportunity right away. And and I think, I don't know what the case was with Mark, but I had kind of looked at the situation. I think, I said, well, if he goes to a school, with less in front of him, he could get on the field quicker and make an impact. And I think that was one of them. I'm sure the NIL deals were others. That's why I said the transfer portal is going to blow up in a major way, because these young sophomores and juniors in college are thinking, what the heck? I'm not getting this stuff that high school kids who've never carried a ball or made a tackle are getting. So, I'm sure that's probably it. I see where Florida and Miami are the two schools that he's looking at. Obviously, great football player, great talent.
Yeah, does this change his sidekick, Ennis? Would you be surprised, or you think he stays with it? One of the top receivers in the country.
You mentioned he's one of the top receivers in the country, and I think he'll make his own way wherever he goes. Brian Hartline was somebody who was very instrumental, and, he's a receiving coach. So obviously he got close to both guys, and, having him come in, and remember Marvin Harrison's kid's there, and then it got the kid Tate coming in.
You're not the only guy. You're exactly right. You're not the only dude that can play.
If you're number two in the nation, you're number two in the nation for a reason. So it's and wouldn't think so. I think he's pretty committed to it. Although, you never know. Like I said, I'm not, we're not talking out of class dirty, but that NIL stuff is going to change a lot of the landscapes. And if people are saying, hey, listen, to a 17, 18-year-old and their families, hey, listen, you could be making X amount of dollars and you could do this and that. Hey, you got to listen. It's just, it's no longer as, hey, Joe, come to Cal. We got biology and we got, it's not like that.
Social science. That was the easiest thing, Blue. Let's not get carried away about biology. Hey, Blue, let's jump into it. We got a lot of high school stuff and we got some game. By the way, nice little start last night, as I mentioned, 14-7, Norland over Booker T. Did that surprise you a little bit last night that Coach Heidelberg's team was able to win that game?
No, it didn't, because of the fact that Booker T came in as a one-dimensional team. Their starting quarterback hurt, separated his shoulder, a slight separation last week, and that made them one-dimensional. Now, last week, it was no problem because I think, you know, they were bigger and stronger than the opponent last week. But this week, not so much. I mean, you know, Miami New Orleans, really, really good football program. And what they did is they made Booker T run the ball, and they stacked the box, and they never really got any flow until the fourth quarter. And then they put the kid Sherman in, who's really good. It's just that he was banged up.
Yeah.
Just couldn't bring him back. You know, I mean, it just wasn't enough. But you got to give credit to New Orleans defense for, you know, coming up big. And now they go to the region finals against the winner of tonight's Northwestern Central game next week.
Well, let's jump into it now. We're going to bounce a little bit on you from Dade to Broward. But this used to be one of the great games. That Central Northwestern, here we go again. But Central's really pounded them the last couple of times they played. What's your take on this game tonight? Because you know Miami Central is not going to be flat for a playoff game.
Never. And not only that, is there's a lot of talk going on and you know, on social media. You don't need to give anybody who's that good any extra bulletin board material. But I guess that was done to pack the crowd. And they sold the game out, and it's going to be a zoo at Traz Powell. And I just don't see Northwestern even having a chance. I just don't. It's just...
We don't hear that much from you, yeah.
But I've watched each of them three times, and, you know, unless Central completely breaks down, they're not losing this game. It's just there's so much at stake. Northwestern just wants to win and get, you know, have bragging rights and, you know, win the region and maybe even go to state. Miami Central wants to win the national championship, and they are really primed to do it because the two teams in front of them, St. Francis Academy, who plays IMG this week, and then Mater Dei, who plays their rematch game with John Bosco. So if those two teams ahead of them should falter, Miami Central is going to be crowned the national champion.
Wow.
And that's what's at stake. It's not just some 71st Street against 95th Street stuff. This is national implications, and Coach Jube Joseph knows it. And take nothing away, Northwestern's done a good job. They've just been too up and down this year. And Miami Central hasn't.
Well, speaking up and down, nobody's been more up and down in sports bipolar, I like to call it, in sports now. Palmetto High School, with all that damn talent at 6-5, but they get another chance tonight against a really good Columbus team. Can they beat them?
They could, but I don't see it happening. Last time they played a good, really good game. But let's look at Columbus. Dave Dunn's just done an awesome job.
Great job.
I mean, they beat Northwestern. They've had a really, really good schedule this year. They've come up big, beat Tampa Jesuit to start the year out.
Played Central tough, down 28, and came down and made it a one-score game against Central. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you are. So, it's a rivalry, but it's just, you know, it's one of those rivalries that's, you know, kind of a newer rivalry, you know, as far as the playoff competition. I don't see Columbus losing because they're – again, their eyes on the prize. They know that they could be hosting right here at Drive Pink Stadium, maybe a Sanford Seminole or a Popka, and they've got the goods. They can win it all.
All right, so let's jump back up to Broward now, the Soul Bowl. It used to be one of my favorite games when they were both loaded. Dillard and Ely, so good to see Ely, so good. Now, they didn't finish the last game. It got a little ugly over there, and there were some problems. What do you expect in this one? Could this be a close game? Because Dillard's got some talent, even though they've lost three games.
Yeah. Well, this is tomorrow. This is a Saturday game at 5:00, and they've limited the ticket sales.
Good move.
Obviously, because they want to keep things under control. You're right. Mike Bailey has done an awesome job with Ely. I mean, they were a 2-3 win season last year. They're 10-0. He's done an exceptional job. Dillard's got the talent. I mean, when you think about who they lost to, they lost the number one Central. They lost the number two Chaminade. They lost the number three St. Thomas Aquinas. Yeah, so the number one, two, and three teams in the state, they're really talented. It's going to be a good game. I just think Dillard comes out ahead. I love what Mike Bailey's done, like, again, at Ely, but I just think Dillard's got the talent. I think they got the motivation. You know, people were kind of trying to say that Ely won that game last time. So I think they're out to prove a point.
Yeah, well, let's do a crossover game. We haven't talked too much Dade Broward, but Southridge and Miramar. Miramar's another team. What a year they've had.
Let me tell you something. And I stated this yesterday. The most underexposed team in the state. I mean, they're 9-1. Their only loss is to Dillard. They haven't given up a touchdown. I think they've given up 5 touchdowns all year. That defense has been crazy. It's kind of like a really good game from the standpoint Miami Southridge head coach Pierre Sinatis used to coach at Miramar. So it's kind of he knows the landscape. But A.J. Scott has done an awesome job, Joe. I mean, you know, that dark side defense is back. Their quality football program. They get an opportunity tonight to show everybody in South Florida. I mean, you know, obviously the winner will get the winner of Dr. Kropp and Homestead. But I think Miramar could stand up against a lot of these teams because of that defense. And they've really matured. And, yeah, I can't say enough. And it's a good game to pick out, Joe, because I think that it's going to – it shows – 2 traditional powers in South Florida that are coming back.
Yeah. Who do you like in this game, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot?
I think Miramar will win. I just think because they're home, their defense has just been strangling, and that's going to be the deal. You know, and their offense has averaged 46 points a game over the last 5 games, too. And if I could just sneak in one real good game that I think is going to be, you know, like a game that people don't understand. What about Monarch? Nobody talks much about them.
No.
They're 9-2. They've got a legitimate chance of beating Palm Beach Gardens tomorrow. I mean, I can't say Coach Davis and his staff have done a great job. They probably have the best receiving corps in the state.
What?
And one of the best quarterback in A.J. Harrison. Yeah, then they get overlooked. Yeah, they're not the power that St. Thomas is, and St. Thomas beat them in the season end. But this is a team that really has an opportunity to do something that no one predicted. And the same thing with Douglas. You know, Douglas is in the game against Palm Beach Central tomorrow. If Douglas and Coconut Creek Monarch should emerge, Joe, what a region yeah. final that's going to be. You know, 2 teams that nobody even thought of at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, no, there's some awesome games. You know, every which way you look, and then next week even tightens the belt a little bit more because you have potential matchups like Heritage and Cardinal Gibbons, Cardinal Newman and Chaminade. You know, I mean, so
wow.
It's exciting.
Those are some big-time games coming up there, man. Don't tease me like that, bro. Don't tease me like that.
Yep,
hey,
it's Thanksgiving, and these teams that win tonight wear that badge of honor. They get to practice on Thanksgiving, which is awesome.
That is cool. Hey, by the way, let's talk about Auto Nation for just a second. Great sponsor for high school football down here. Been with us. It's only fitting that their name's going to be where the state championship is played because of their commitment to high school football and to sports in general, Blue. Can't say enough about them and thank them enough for being with us.
You know, Joe, you hit it right on the spot because here's a company that's one of the largest companies in the country, and they have their CEO and COO listen to our radio show every Monday night. They comment on it. Mike Jackson and Mark Cannon, great people. And, you know, no matter what you call your car, why you're letting it go, AutoNation's going to buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They're getting top dollar right now in any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV. AutoNation will buy it. It's really super easy to get appraisal. Just stop into any of their stores or appraise it yourself on AutoNation.com. The appraisal value is good for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive the payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com and get top dollar for your vehicle. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle conditions and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See the store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. Excited about this week. We'll get more excited next week.
Yeah.
You guys have a tremendous week.
Hey, Blue, before we let you go real quickly, where do you go tonight? Should be some great games.
Well,
where are you headed?
I stay away from Northwestern Central, and I go to see Southridge and Miramar. I haven't seen either team. I saw Southridge earlier, and I think that you know, it's a game that I really want to see. I can't be everywhere, so.
Yeah.
Although last week, I got to tell you, I saw 7 parts of 7 games last week, which is only going to be equal this week.
You're really nuts. You know what? Now you've gone too far in this high school thing, Blue. Hey, thank you, Blue. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
all
Blue. Right. Larry Bluestein joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and a good and a happy Football Friday to everybody. Football Friday starts, and of course you work around it, but a lot of good stuff going on. Miami plays Big Bad Clemson on the road, and that means we'll have Don Bailey Jr. on coming up early 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Don about everything with this game and young guys starting to play more. And the other one that's really interesting is what Mario Cristobal, and so, you know, listen, it's been a disappointing season. I think we all thought it would be better, some of the losses, but his talk, and we'll talk to Don about this, about players and parents complaining and stuff, like, hey, if you don't like it, we're playing the best players, and if you don't like it, mom and dad can come pick their kids up and leave anytime. It's, if that's what you want to get an early jump on the transfer portal, you can do it, man. I always believe this. If you've checked out on somebody and they have to keep kissing your butt to stay and your heart's not into it and it starts to affect you in practice and you're just down and you're not fighting through it, then it is time to leave. I totally agree. It's time to go. If you're out there and you struggle to go out there because you feel like you're not getting it, you know, and these guys all, I'm sure, players that aren't playing feel like they should, and I could do better than this guy, and you talk to your parents and you tell them that, and they're going, why aren't you playing? You're a top recruit or at your position, and he's not playing you, and then it starts to affect you. And if you check out, I do believe this, and it's for every school, although University of Miami, hey, UM's not for everyone. UM and what this thing looks like and when it's really good, I don't know if we're ever going to get back there or not. I don't. I feel a lot better when we have a 12-team playoff. Some people like it, some don't. But then you'll have a chance. But
isn't there a little indication in your eyes, or at least in a lot of fans' eyes, that Mario is the right guy for the job because of what's happening this season, what's happening with those verbal commits? Like, you're seeing guys not jump ship. One guy did. Obviously, Rashada did say he's not. But, like, at this point, you're 5-5 in the season. And those verbal commits, which you got a ton of really good commits for next season, and they're not on paper yet, so you know what we think about verbal commits, but they haven't all jumped ship. And I think that's a testament to Mario.
No, it's a good sign.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign for the program.
It is. There's a lot of factors in this. The NIL is definitely a factor. No matter what anybody wants to say, NCAA.
It's part of business now. You got to have that.
And, well, you're not supposed to have it before.
No, but you got to have it ready to go.
Yeah, but everybody's talking. I mean, everybody's doing it. Like, this, let's not be.
No, you can't lie about it and think, oh, no, that's not part of the indication of what a recruit wants. You see it all over the place.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think Mario's a guy for the job, just to take it a step further. He got a long-term contract, and listen, we're all disappointed when you get hammered. Florida State game or lose to a team that's not a Power 5, those are bad. And you get hammered. So it's, those are disappointing. But I think he's got 4 or 5 really good players, maybe more, of his first recruiting class that are already playing a lot more football. I don't know who's going to start tomorrow, if it's going to be Van Dyke or Brown. But he's got some good young players. I think Wesley Bissaint's going to be really, really good. Started last week. I know they like Big Inez Cooper and how good he can be. Nigelique Kelly is going to be a freak. The bending machine, man. And, of course, Ja'Cari Brown. And we'll find out what happens there going forward with Van Dyke and what that's going to look like. But, yeah, listen, 5-5 is not good. It's not good for business. I understand. And I hope he can keep – he lost a quarterback from Pittsburgh, California. And if he can hold on to this group and they stay with this and they add some more pieces to it, and it's about time that some South Florida pieces start coming in on this thing, it'll be good shape. But we'll talk to Don Bailey Jr. about all that stuff, hoping to get a couple of guys back for this Clemson game and try to make it a competitive game. That's really the goal. Like, go up there and be competitive and don't fold the tent early. Don't fold the tent. Keep blocking, keep tackling, keep running around like with passion and don't let a couple of scores if you're down turn into four touchdown game and that type of thing.
So, I know they're 9-1 and 9th in the country. You said Big Bad Clemson. Are they still Big Bad Clemson?
Yes.
You know, the powerhouse in the ACC, but are they still, you think, around the country thought of as Big Bad Clemson?
They're not Big Bad
Clemson. I think they're still really good, yes. I don't think they've been as good as they were.
No, I mean, they were Alabama-like. Right.
And Deshaun Watson and those teams they had, they don't have, and that great defense they had, and with Christian Wilkins and those guys, but they got a good team. They got a lot of big-time players. That defense is full of NFL players.
Right.
I don't know about the quarterback. For the first time in a long time, they've had a drop-off at their quarterback play.
Yeah, that's surprising.
And that has not been the case when you got Trevor and Deshaun and that quarterback play and how good that was and what you've seen besides, you know, massages and stuff. It's been pretty damn strong. All right, so anyway, we got to go to the 8 o'clock hour, get all caught up here on everything, and Don Bailey Jr., we'll talk to him and get his take on everything, including the recruiting part of this thing where Miami got off to a good start. There's some guys. And by the way, there's going to be some decommits coming up, and I'm not just talking about Miami Hurricane. There's going to be some guys that start looking around. Even the schools are really good, like Mark Fletcher at Ohio State, and says, am I just another number going up there? They got a whole bunch of me. They got guys ranked right around me, in front of me, right behind me, that are also going up there. What am I doing? And so
– be a coup for Mario if he can pull that.
If he can pull it off. And listen, don't count Florida out. Florida is going to stay strong. Florida State's going to be jumping in this thing. They've had a nice year. This thing's going to start looking like it used to with everybody getting to make a run here, the big three trying to get back to being the big three. Sorry, Central Florida, because you guys have actually –
pissed somebody off. Yeah.
No, they've had a good year. They've actually been better than some of these teams recent years. They have. First one to tell you. I agree with that. Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, though. When we talk about sports, we have to talk about injuries. We do it all the time. We sure are lucky here in South Florida. We have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, Baptist Health South Florida. Really, really good. A top 50 program, sports medicine program in the country. People ask me every day, where do the pros go when they get injured? I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors. They travel with them, and they get them back out on the field for knee, shoulder, foot, hand, back, hip, and knee replacement. We're talking about some of the top specialists in the country all working together down here. And, man, they are really, really good. Now, Broward County, I got some great news. We got a brand-new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation right there off Pine Island. You can't miss it. Right next to Renaissance Hotel, we have a beautiful facility there where a lot of those great doctors are working out of because we have teams in Broward County. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, man. One goal every day for high school, college, and professional athletes, and for me and you and our families. One goal, get you back healthy playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.